Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning here in the studios of LBN, LICICS Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Apostle Larry C. Barge, and I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning. We're going to dive right in and talk about teen females in crisis mode, talking about pre-adult teen females, teen females, and then pre-teen male, pre-adult teen females, age category 17, 18, 19. Teen females, category 14, 15, 16. And then what we call preteen females, we go 11, 12, 13. Are teen females in crisis mode? Are pre-adult teen female in crisis mode? Yes. Are preteen females in crisis mode? Yes. And how about our younger preteen females? Are they in crisis mode? Yes. Different type scenarios, some kind of cross each other, different type issues, some kind of cross each other, but crisis mode, yes, 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 yes. Being a father of three girls, I have a daughter now who is almost 20 years old. I have another daughter who is 16. We're coming through. We've been through the pre-teen stage. Now we're in the teenage stage. And we're headed to the pre-adult teen stage. So I have a son who's in that area. My other daughter is older now. She's coming out the pre-adult teen stage. She's going into adulthood. So crisis mode? Yes. Crisis mode, yeah. Our show, this show is designed to inform, educate, impact, change, develop, train, equip, inspire, motivate, empower, renew, refresh, and enrich the lives of pre-adult teen females, and pre-teen females. Let me give you some information here. As we deal with informing real quick. Let me give you some informing information here. First, let's look at teen drug abuse crisis. And let's look at teen drug abuse crisis. Teen drug abuse crisis. I'll give you some numbers here. I'm on a site called www.teenhelp.com, and it gives very good information, statistics and things like that. Teen drug use is a reality in most schools. Alcohol is by far the greatest drug in use among high school students. Ain't that something? Other drugs, marijuana is the most common used drug among teens. Even though most teens do not use drugs every day, the truth is that most teens have had some sort of experience with drugs at least one point in their lives. And in the case of alcohol, nearly every teen has tried it at some point. And hey, that's kind of scary. Your child at some point will be introduced to alcohol, or somebody will introduce them to alcohol. Ain't that something? High school seniors. Statistics. Let's look at this real quick. According to the survey, teens in high school admit to using drugs and alcohol in the past 30 days. Alcohol, 48%, marijuana, 19.9%, other stimulants, 4.6%, other opiates, 4.3%, tranquilizer, 3.1%, sedatives, 2.9%, hallucinogens, 1.9%, cocaine, 2.3%, inhalants, 1.5%, steroids, 1.6%, heroin, 0.5%. The number changes, however, when the teen drug use is expanded to include uses over the past years. Now, over the past years, We're looking at alcohol, 70.6%, marijuana, 34.3%, stimulants, uppers, 10%, other opiates, 9.5%, tranquilizers, 7.3%, sedatives, 6.5%, hallucinogens, 6.2%, cocaine, 5.3%, inhalants, 4.2%, steroids, 2.5%, heroin, 0.9%. Hard drugs. In the area of hard drugs, teen drug use has been declining. Use of strong drugs is much less than it was in the 1960s and 70s. Indeed, only 8.1% of high school seniors reported that they had ever used cocaine, and only 15% reported any use of heroin. The use of hallucinogens in the most opiates is also lower. It's marijuana that causes the greatest amount of concern regarding teen drug use. Teen drug use, marijuana. Marijuana use has increased since 1992. The past month, use has dramatically increased among teenagers of all ages. High school seniors from 12% in 1992 to 20%. 10th graders from 8% in 1992 to 16%. 8th graders from 4% in 1992 to 6%. Indeed, almost half, 45.7% of high school seniors reported that they have used marijuana at some point during their teenage years. Availability of drugs to teenagers. Even among teens that do not use drugs, it is acknowledged that they are fairly easy to come by. 29% of the teens in grade 9 through 12 reported that illegal drugs were made available to them on school property. Ain't that a trip? Not only that, 38.4% of teens in public school reported that drugs are readily available, as opposed to 22.4% at private schools. Teens in upper grades reported greater access to drugs than do teens in lower grades. And 62.9% reported that street gangs are present to sell the drugs. Here are the rates reported by teens as to which drugs they knew how to obtain very easily. Marijuana, 85.8%, amphetamines, 55.4%, cocaine, 47.8%, barbiturates, 46.3%, crack, 39.2%, LSD, 31.1%, tranquilizer, 30.1%, heroin, 29.6%, crystal meth, 26.7%, PCP, 24.2%. So even if teens do not use drugs, it's clear that they are readily available at either schools or by some other means. And it is also clear that teen drug use, while declining in some areas, is rising as far as marijuana use is concerned. Ain't that something? So here we are. This is crisis mode. Teenagers, females, crisis mode. We're talking about marijuana, drugs. Yes, our children, crisis mode. That's one. Now let's look at when we talk about crisis mode for teens. If I bring you some of this information, I'm not going to be able to cover all this today. But the things that we could talk about when we're talking about teen females in crisis mode. How about teen identity crisis? Yes. Identity crisis. We know that our teens are suffering identity crisis. Even the younger, the preteens, identity crisis. The teenagers, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. They're trying to develop themselves, trying to find themselves, and we see identity crisis. Some have it severe than others, but it's there. Identity crisis, yes. Don't quite know who they are, don't know quite know where they want to go, don't know quite know what they want to do. Searching, experimenting, that's where drugs come in. That's where wrong friends, wrong hanging with the wrong crew, the wrong people, that's where that comes in. Because they're experimenting, identity crisis. And identity crisis, we're suffering that right now. Our teens are going through identity crisis. Our teen drug abuse crisis, just read some statistics on that. Teen depression crisis, yes, we got a lot of teens facing depression. We got a lot of teens dealing with depression. We got a lot of teens dealing with this. This is a crisis for some teens. And then we have parenting teen crisis, irresponsible parents, and overbearing parents. We got parenting crisis. Yes, high, very high, very high expectational parents. The expectation is so high, no one can fulfill it. You know what I'm talking about? You seen those parents? We got those parents. Their expectations so high, nobody on the planet can feel it, yet they want their teenage daughter and son to fulfill it. Got these unrealistic high expectations on their children. I call them over-the-top parents. They're way over the top. and these children can't fulfill these things. So it put pressure on them. We call it peer pressure. It put pressure on them. But then we have another side of that score when we're dealing with parenting teen crisis. We're having where the parents are dealing with difficult teens. We got very good parents, good loving parents, nurturing parents, caring parents, and providing a stable environment for the child, balanced environment, working parents, parents that they're very good parents, but yet the child is out of control, out of order, disrespectful, full of hate and bitterness and anger. The child is causing a lot of problems and causing havoc for the mother and the father, taking them through severely. So that's crisis mode. I just gave you two sides of the spectrum. Now, another crisis area is teen alcohol abuse. Let's take a look at that real quick and get some numbers on that very quickly, very quickly. Teen alcohol abuse statistics are eye-opening. Parents are dealing with teen binge drinking and teen alcoholism more than ever, including alcohol statistics, troubled teens, warning signs, prevention and treatment of teen alcohol abuse. So we see here that we do have a situation here where teens are abusing alcohol. We have that, and it's a statistic. It's a problem. Alcohol is the number one abuse substance by teenagers in the United States. Its prevalence in this age group is quite staggering, according to the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse, Columbia University. Underage drinkers account for 11.4% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. Ain't that something? Some studies done by the NIAAA, National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, have shown the following results. Prevalence in eighth graders, 51.7% have tried alcohol. 43.1% have had an alcoholic drink in the past year. 25.1% have been drunk. 15.2% have had one or more binge drinking episodes. Prevalence in the 10th grade, 70.6% have tried alcohol. 63.7% have had an alcoholic drink in the past year. 48.9% have been drunk. 25.6% have had one or more binge drinking episodes. 1.9% have been daily drinking for at least 1 month at some point in their lives. Oh, my God. Prevalence in the 12th graders, 80% have tried alcohol. 73.8% have had an alcohol drink in the past year. 62.3% have been drunk. 30.8% binge drank in the past 2 weeks. 3.6% use alcohol daily. From these statistics, you can see how widely abused alcohol really is. Alcohol problems can start in such as early ages. For this reason, it is so important to educate our teens early on. Alcohol abuse prevention needs to begin before it can become an issue in their lives. How does early onset alcohol abuse impact your teen's future? Alcohol abuse can have a lasting impact on your teenagers for the rest of their lives, according to the study done by the National Survey of Drug Use and Health. Personal reporting first use of alcohol before age 15 were more than 5 times as likely to repeat past year alcohol dependency or abuse than person who first used alcohol at age 21 or older. The study also showed that only 3% of persons who first used alcohol at age 21 or older were classified as having past year alcohol dependency or abuse. This goes to show that keeping your teen away from alcohol until after the legal age limit can have a significant impact on their future alcohol use. What are some of the consequences of teen alcohol abuse? Teen alcohol problems create many negative consequences. One of the deadliest outcomes of teenage alcohol abuse is drinking and driving. All of these young lives lost because of drinking and driving. Accidental drinking and driving. Girlfriends getting killed. A boyfriend was drunk. Girls together drinking and killing, you know, just drink. We have had a lot of fatalities. Young people dying because of drinking and driving. So it is a problem. It is a crisis. Car accidents are the leading killer of 15 to 20-year-old age group. According to the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, in 2004, 13.6% of all drivers involved in fatal crashes were young drivers aged 15 to 20. For the same year, age group, 29% of the drivers who were killed in motor vehicle crashes had been drinking. In better news, the same study showed that in 2004, an estimated 906 lives were saved by minimum drinking age laws. Yes, good. Teen alcohol abuse also plays a role in other types of injury as well as contributing to higher incidences of unwanted or unplanned sex. Number one cause of injury death, the leading cause of death in people under 21. This includes car accident, drinking and driving, physical fight, homicide, suicide, falls, and toxic poisoning, to name a few. Alcohol abuse increased the rate of teens dating violence, according to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. Among college students under age 21 alone, 50,000 experienced alcohol-related date rape, and 430,000 are assaulted by another student who has been drinking. My God, these numbers are staggering. Education and preventing of alcohol abuse begin at home and play such an important role in keeping your teen out of trouble. By keeping an open, honest relationship with your teen, many of these statistics can and should be lowered. Teen alcohol abuse statistics is real. Did you hear that? Those numbers are staggering. Just a few of the things. I cannot cover all of these things. I'm going to have to do a part two to this. But just a thing. I will do another one here. Let's look at the statistics for teen pregnancy. Let's look at that real quick, and I'm going to have to come back and do a part two to this because this is going to be very good. There is so much information available and so much to talk about. This here is going to be maybe two, maybe three episodes because this is very good. And I got to get some of these numbers out to you so you can see for yourself that these are the things, this is the area of our life. We can get them through those teen years. We can get our children through preteen adult, through preteen years to teenage years. Then if we can get them through teenage years and help them stay balanced and help them find their way, and then if we can help them navigate the dangerous waters of pre-adult teen years, if we don't lose them right there, we can kind of hold on to them right there. If we don't lose them right there, we can get them on to adulthood where they can make better decisions and move in a more productive and responsible way. Now, let's look at this real quick. Even though teen pregnancy rate has declined in the past few decades, the facts of matter is that the United States has the highest teen pregnancy rate of the Western industrialized world. It is true that the teen pregnancy rate and birth rate was much higher prior to 1980, and especially in 1950s and 1960s. But at the time young women were getting married and having children before the age of 20, most of the teen pregnancy occurred before 1980 were to married women. Now most of today's teen mothers are unwed. Here are some more interesting teen pregnancy statistics. How's that so far for you? Does it bring shivery up your spine? How many teens are becoming pregnant? Despite declining rates of teen pregnancy in the United States, about 820,000 teens become pregnant each year. That means that 34% of the teenagers have at least one pregnancy before they turn 20. 79% of teenagers who become pregnant are unmarried. Utah's teen pregnancy rate is high, as well as Southern teen pregnancy, but these are areas where women still get married prior to the age of 20 with some regularity, although this is changing. 80% of teenage pregnancies are unintended. Nearly 4 in teenage girls whose first intercourse experience happened at 13 or 14, reported that sex was unwanted or involuntary. The main rise in teen pregnancy rate among girls younger than 15. Close to 25% of teen mothers have a second child within 2 years of the first birth. My God. Social education and financial costs of teen pregnancy. The United States spends $7 billion each year due to the cost of teen pregnancy. Only one-third of teenage mothers complete high school and receive their diplomas. Only one-third of teen mothers complete high school and receive their diplomas. By age 30, only 1.5% of women who had pregnancy as a teenager have a college degree. 80% of unmarried teen mothers end up on welfare. Within the first year of becoming teen mother, one-half of unmarried teen mothers go on welfare. The daughters of teen mothers are 22% more likely than their peers to become teen mothers. Sons of teen mothers have 13% greater chance of ending up in prison as compared to their peers. How much greater is the U.S. teen pregnancy rate than other countries? Greater teen pregnancy rates translate into higher abortion in the United States for the industrialized world. The U.S. has twice the teen pregnancy rate as Canada. Both Germany and France have had teen pregnancy rate that is four times lower than the U.S. Japan teen pregnancy rate is eight times lower than the United States. What do teens think of sexual activity? 82% felt that teens should not be sexually active. 72% agreed that teens that are sexually active should have access to birth control. 73% felt that being a virgin should not be embarrassing. 58% felt that high school age teens should not be sexually active. Fewer than only half of teens in high school have had sex. 67% of teens who have had sex wish that they had waited. 60% of boys and 77% girls. Ain't that staggering? So there is another crisis. And there are so many more. I can't cover them all today. We have teen depression crisis, parenting crisis, teen alcohol abuse crisis, teen pregnancy crisis, teen issues and of crisis, you know, just issues. Teens have issues, so many issues, hormones and everything changing, body changing, mind changing, personality changing, searching for a belonging, searching for purpose, searching, and it just brings so many crisis. Dealing with ADD and ADHD, teen suicide crisis. I wish I could cover that one, but I don't have time. Teen health crisis, teen sexuality crisis. That right there is becoming the issue. Teen sexuality crisis, teen violent crisis. Violence among teens is becoming the issue. Teen abuse crisis and abusing of teens. That's becoming the issue. Teen being abused. Teen female eating disorder crisis. Yep. Teen female stress crisis. Yes. Teen females are stressed out, stress crisis, peer stress, boy stress, school stress, family stress, parental stress, female stress. Yes, many crises that our teens are facing. Adult, preteen female facing crisis. The teen female is facing crisis, in crisis mode, and the preteen female is in crisis mode. Lack of balance, unfocused, lack of responsibility, lack of direction, lack of purpose, lack of drive, crisis mode. Now, I'm not going to be able to finish this today, but I'm going to cover a couple of things real quick. What are you doing to impact your, what are you doing, yes, what are you doing to inform your life in a positive way as an adult teen female or teen female or preteen female? I just brought you some information that I researched myself. If you have a laptop, get on there and research stuff. Teach it. This is the most grand age of learning. It's not limited anymore. You know, you ain't just got to drive down to the library. The library is your laptop. You can get on your laptop and you can search out stuff. You can go into archives. You can search and find all the information you want. This site here is www.teenhelp.com, a very powerful site. I keep it in my memoirs. I keep it very close. I keep it logged on because it gives a lot of information. And as I said, what are you doing? What are you going to do? Because you are the first person that must take the initiative to inform yourself. Do you hear me, adult teen female and teen female and preteen female. You are the first person that must take the initiative to inform yourself. Now, I just brought you some information, but you must inform yourself so that you may equip yourself, empower yourself. And now, as we go on here, what are you doing? What are you doing to inform your life in positive ways, pre-adult teen female, and preteen female? Are you gathering information about these things I just called up? You need to get information about teen drug abuse, teen depression, parenting of teens, teen alcohol abuse, teen pregnancy, teen issues that go into crisis, and ADD and ADHD that affect teens. And teen health issues. And you need to get this information. What are you facing as a preteen female? What's going on here? What are the health risks? What are the health? Do you know? Do you know what happened to the teen female body? Do you know what they deal with? Do you know what they go through? You waiting on someone to tell you, or are you going to get on there and find out for yourself? How about teen sexuality? Search and find out for yourself. Teen violence? Are you keeping up with that? Yes. And then teen abuse and eating disorder that affect teen females. And then stress for teen females. But you got to search it. You got to find it. Same thing here. Now, I'm not going to be able to finish this. Impacting teen females in crisis mode. I'm always going to throw it back to you. What are you doing to impact your life in a positive way? Pre-adult teen female, and pre-teen female. What are you going to do? What are you doing to impact your life? What are you doing? Who are your positive role models? Do you have any mentors that can impact you? Do you have positivity around you? Is everybody around you negative? Are your girlfriends negative? That's all I ask. What do you have around you? If everything around you negative, then you need some positive influence. You need some positive impact. You need some positive drive, some positive motivation, some positive. You need something positive around you. Now, educating teen females in crisis mode. Teen females in crisis mode, what are you going to do to educate yourself? What are you going to do to educate yourself? Educate yourself about drug abuse and about drugs and the type of drugs that teens use. Educate yourself about teen depression. What is it? What are the causes of it? What are the symptoms of it? How do I avoid it? How can I manage it? Or how can I handle it? Well, how can I deal with it? What is it? Where does it come from? Educate yourself about the things your parents had. Educate yourself about being a parent of teens. Educate yourself so you can understand your mother better. Educate yourself on what it means to be a parent of teens so that you can understand the viewpoints of your mother and your father, so you can understand where they're coming from, because you've studied and you've got some education on what it means today to be a parent of a teenager. So educate yourself. Educate yourself so you can communicate, so you won't be so angry and so defensive and so bitter towards your parents. They're only looking out for your welfare. They're looking out for your best welfare. They're there to protect you, to help you, to help you grow, to help you mature, to help you develop. But you got to get out of the defense mode. Ain't nobody attacking you. They're trying to make sure that you don't get sucked up in the things, in the whirlpool of destruction that you're facing as a pre-adult teen male and a pre-teen male and teen female, not male, teen female. I take that back. As a pre-teen female, as a pre-adult teen female, what are the things that you can do to educate yourself? Educate yourself about, and when the last time you went up and looked at teen pregnancy in the United States, do you know the causes of teen pregnancy? Do you know what to do to prevent teen pregnancy? Do you know? Have you researched it? Have you got an understanding of teen pregnancy? Educate yourself about teen pregnancy. Educate yourself about issues that teens are faced with. You are a female. Educate yourself about the issues that females your age deal with. Educate yourself so you will know how to better handle and better manage those issues. Educate yourself about ADD and ADHD that affect teens, okay? Now, as I bring this to a close, educate yourself about teen suicide. Why are so many teens committing suicide? What is the cause? What is the breakdown? Why do they go that way? What causes a teen to go towards suicide? Educate yourself. Now, health issues. Find out what affects teens your age. What are the number one things that teens deal with? Is it AIDS or is it sexual transmitted disease? What are teens facing your age? And educate yourself about your body. Learn about your body. Educate yourself about what it means to be a teen female, a pre-adult teen female, the things your body go through, the changes. Educate yourself so you'll know how to handle and deal with your body. Teen sexuality. Educate yourself about what it means to be a female. What does a female body does? What does it mean? Educate yourself. And then teen violence. be aware that teen violence is around you and educate yourself about teen violence and all of that. Educate yourself about why educate yourself about bullying so that if you know you can deal with bullying. Educate yourself about why teens are committing violence and then teen abuse. Understand what it means to be an abused teen, whether mentally, physically, or emotionally. Understand what it means. Educate yourself on the knowledge of teen abuse so that you can, you might be talking to a friend who's being abused, but you can't identify it. You don't know the symptoms. You don't see it. So educate yourself so you will be more aware of teen abuse. Eating disorder. Why? What is it? Where does it come from? Why do so many deal with it? Why are so many girls trying to measure up to a standard that really ain't no standard? No. Why? Not, so you need to understand eating disorder. Why are so many teen girls dealing with eating disorder? Why are they trying to be thin? Why are they trying to be the perfect this and the perfect that and the perfect this and the perfect that in the eyes of other people so that other people can approve of them? And they go off into eating disorder. But why? Why? Do you know anything about it? Do you understand it? And one more, and then teen stress. Educate yourself about peer pressure, about parental pressure, about school pressure, what it means to be under stress, and then ways to eliminate it, ways to deal and handle it better. You got to educate yourself. And nobody going to educate you. There come a point where you got to educate yourself. You're not a little child anymore. Ain't nobody got to change your diaper and put no fresh smelling baby powder on. Nobody got to rub you down in baby oil to make you smell good. You are a pre-adult teen. You are a teen female. You are a pre-adult teen female. You are a teen female, and you are a preteen female. You're not two. You're not three. You're not 4 years old. You're not five. I don't see no parents carrying around their 16-year-olds in their arms, talking about, here, suck on this pacifier. I don't see that. I certainly have not seen a mother change her 16-year-old son and put him on a pamper. No, ain't no babies no more. Ain't no babies now. It's time for you to stand up, time for you to make decisions, time for you to take control, time for you to learn some things you need to know to help prepare you for this world. The school teacher can't do it all. The parents can't do it all. You yourself have got to take the initiative to learn some things for yourself so that you can better yourself. I did not finish this, but we're going to pick back up. We left off with educating teen females in crisis mode. So next time we come back, we're going to pick back up with a part two of this, and we're going to go on through. This is going to be very good. Thank you for joining me. I'm the host of LICICS Broadcasting Network. The show we're doing today is LICICS Show Session, and we're dealing with teen females in crisis mode and the things that cause them to be in crisis mode. And I'm going to have to go now. My time is up, and we're going to come back, and we're going to pick this back up next Wednesday, and we're going to continue. Well, no, it won't be next Wednesday. It's going to have to roll back around because I have four shows I do. When we come back to LICICS Show Session, we're going to pick back up with teen females in crisis mode because this is a huge area. There is so much to cover. I pray that you've been impacted today. I pray that you've been informed today, that you've been educated, that you've been impacted, that you've been that change is being promoted, that you are beginning to understand that you're going to have to develop some things in yourself. And that you got to see, responsibility is a development. It's a skill that has to be developed. And as a teenager, you're going to have to develop that skill to be responsible because there are some things you're just going to have to be responsible for. You're going to have to be responsible for yourself and a whole lot of things. So you got to develop that skill. And I pray that you've been equipped even today. We did give you some equipping and then motivating. I'm motivating you to be encouraged, motivating you to get up, motivating you not to become a statistic, but be extraordinary, motivating you to do the things that you need to do to ensure that you move forward in life and not backwards, inspiring you that you don't have to be a statistic. You don't have to be a team that's pregnant. You don't have to sell yourself short. You don't have to do a lot of these things. You can walk a different path. You can be a different person. You can do different things. You can be focused. You can be driven. You can have purpose. You can have drive. You can go forward and do awesome things if you choose to do that. Thank you for joining me here at the studios of LBN. I'm your host, Larry Bard, saying bye-bye.